In Spain, prosecutors are investigating allegations of baby stealing on a staggering scale. The investigation comes after a group of Spaniards filed a lawsuit claiming they were illegally sold into adoption as babies. One victim's group estimates that as many as 300,000 Spanish babies were stolen at birth by doctors, nurses, even members of the clergy, from the 1950s to as recently as the 1990s. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
Estefania Anguita was born in Barcelona in 1986, along with a twin sister. But minutes after their birth, she says, doctors told her mother that Estefania's sister had died.
My parents weren't allowed to see my sister's body. The hospital staff wouldn't let them. My grandmother wanted to bury my sister in the family plot, but the hospital said that was impossible, too. It was the hospital's responsibility, they said, since the baby didn't live more than 24 hours. They just made that rule up.
Anguita always knew about her deceased twin, but says she grew suspicious last year when her parents admitted they didn't actually know where her sister was buried, so she went to the hospital where they were born.
There wasn't even a record that my mother had given birth to us. There was no family file at all. I said it must be here, especially because there was a death involved. Death records are kept forever. And yet, there was no trace at all.
Shocking as it may be, Anguita's case isn't all that uncommon in Spain. A group called Anadir lobbies the government to investigate on behalf of people who suspect they were illegally sold into adoption. Its president, Antonio Barroso, says Anguita's case fits a pattern. Medical staff would tell a birth mother that her baby had died and tell the adoptive parents that the mother had died. And he says both parties assumed it was the truth.
Entonces, claro, la palabra de un médico siempre tiene mucho valor, ¿no?
This was plausible, he says, because a doctor's word carried a lot of weight, and so did that of a clergy member. In this way, they took advantage of unsuspecting people. Or the parents were too afraid to protest. This was especially true during the Franco dictatorship, which ended in 1975. In Franco's early years, doctors and clergy, sanctioned by the state, took thousands of babies from imprisoned communist mothers and gave them to conservative families. Ricard Viñas is a history professor at the University of Barcelona. He says many priests didn't see anything wrong with this.
Determinadas religiosas considerasen que aquellos chicos.
He says certain clergy believed that these kids would be better off in what they considered a decent family, that is, conservative, and so on. In the cases we're talking about now, however, there was no re-education project. It was purely business. Lucrative business. Antonio Barroso, who was illegally adopted himself in the 1960s, says the agents who sold him made about as much as the cost of a small Barcelona apartment. More and more stories like this may soon be coming to light. In January, Anadir compiled enough evidence to convince Spain's public prosecutor to launch a nationwide investigation into 1,300 cases. Anadir's adoption investigator, Enrique Villatorres, believes that number could reach 300,000. Villatorres says the illegal practice first came to light about a decade ago, when the government increased its oversight of adoptions. For decades before that, adoption was largely a private matter, left to individual doctors and families, and records were sealed. Today, Villatorres says he's compiled hard evidence against doctors, clergy members, hospital staff, and civil servants that he says suggests a nationwide criminal conspiracy.
Pruebas hay, porque esta gente no contaba con el ADN.
There's proof, he says. Back when the babies were stolen, the culprits didn't count on there being DNA evidence one day. We have signatures of doctors, for example, affirming that a child is the child of a certain mother, but today the DNA shows otherwise. These doctors must explain why they signed false birth certificates. But large obstacles remain. Historian Ricard Viñas says the case of Estefania Anguita's missing twin is typical, not just for the alleged duping of her mother. He says the disappearance of the hospital medical records is common, too.
Periódicamente han ido apareciendo noticias.
He says every once in a while you see in the news in Spain that they've found boxes and boxes of medical records just dumped in the trash. Maybe there's been a change of management at some clinic, and so they just tossed all the old archives out. It's very difficult to give citizens information they deserve. Still, the victims group, Anadir, says they're receiving an avalanche of inquiries, both from anxious birth mothers and people who suspect they were adopted. 6,000 inquiries last month alone. Anadir has also set up a DNA database where people can search for matches. Last month, they had their first match between a mother and a daughter. The mother had been told her child had died. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
For more on Spain's stolen babies, read Jerry Haddon's blog post on the subject. Jerry and our other reporters are blogging at theworld.org/blogs.